Warning: this show may contain strong language and adult humour.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Welcome back.
Yes.
For a short break.
Yes, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, life just gets in the way, I think, of these sort of stuff. Life just trundles along, and before you know it, months have gone by, and it's like, ah, we haven't done a show for ages.
And the thing is, we've drank together, just forgot to podcast it.
Yeah, it's always been just moving about.
Yeah, I'm a bit close to the desk.
Yeah, so so we're back for this episode.
Yes.
We are on the, we'll start by telling them about on the 26th of
August.
August.
2017.
17 at 8 o'clock, British summer time. We're doing a live event. So if you would like to watch online, there'll be lots of links and things on our website, so go along there. If you are in the Northeast and you can make it to the sort of Concert Stanley area, give us a message and we'll tell you where it's at.
Yeah.
And you can come down. We've got some homebrew that we've done. We're not going to advertise it anywhere else but the podcast itself. So you've got to actually listen. The chances are there'll not be many people there.
Yeah.
So it'll be quite exclusive. We'll call it exclusive instead of it just being us and our mates.
A bunch of sad twats.
Yeah. But if you fancy coming down, we'll be doing a live recording. So you can come down and have a bit of beer.
We've got some homebrew. If you bring your own beer or find anything interesting that you want to talk about in terms of beer, come down, gives a visit.
Let's just PM us and we'll tell you the exact location. But yeah, we're not doing it like Twitter and stuff, because to me, it should be the people that actually listen to us that get the opportunity.
Our true followers.
Yeah, well, that's it. This is where we're at. We are a podcast of thingy. I'll do that one first.
You're going to do that one first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, just me making my mind. So, if we'll get straight on to the first beer. And this is, are you going to do your normal guff?
I'll do my normal guff.
And then I'll talk about it.
This is Red Brick Amber Ale by Stew Brew in a 330ml bottle, and it was £2.70 from,
I can't remember.
Somewhere in the Northeast.
Oh, I think it was that one in Central Station, that new one in Central Station.
The new bottle shop in Central
Station.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of.
So there's a new bottle shop in the middle of Central Station.
Yeah, it's about middle of Newcastle prices. So that it's comparable to the prices of stuff like and Glug and things like that. So visit it.
Give it a look.
Give it a try. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. So this is Stew Brew. That is the, it says on the back, well, we know this anyway, but it's the first student-run microbrewery based in Newcastle University. And basically it's a brewery that's managed by one of these fraternity, what they're called?
Societies. Are you going to call it a fraternity?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all this lingo.
Is that like a society? I don't know. I'm not American. I thought fraternity was more like a college.
Yeah, it's a sorority where they do porn.
Yeah. I think.
Every sorority has to do porn?
I don't know, but that just might be how it happens.
I don't know. So, yeah, if you've been into America and you know about sororities, did you do porn? Email us in, sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Exactly. This is Stew Brew, as in S-T-U, not S-T-E-W or any other form of stew.
Yeah. So, it's a very interesting project, I think.
It's run by students. And I think anything where it's enthusing younger people.
And they do all the business side. So, if you go to Newcastle Uni and you fancy it, you don't have to be just in brewing. You could do this. Some of them will just do the marketing, or they'll do, I don't know, the driving around in a van, I take it, because beer needs to be delivered. I know they just recently did a collaboration with Box Social, so they're getting into breweries and stuff like that. So it seems better than doing a Warhammer club.
Yeah, the way I see it is they're producing whatever else they something do for society, and they're learning while they go along and do
it's probably fun.
You know, the brewing might not be what they're doing as a degree. You might be at Newcastle Uni and have always fancied doing something with brewing, but you've not chose a brewing.
Ooh, that's lively.
A brewing degree. I don't know if you can get a degree in brewing.
Yeah, you can. You go like, I looked into it and then realised that I wasn't very good at brewing. But maybe I should have went to uni to learn it. Yeah. Well, I worked out it was too hard work.
Too hard work.
Yeah, so it's coming out a lovely sort of golden colour. Very nice and gold. You know.
There's a reasonable head on it with a good bit of fizz behind it.
So it smells, and you're getting a really honey smell off it.
Yeah.
A good nose of honey.
I can't smell much behind that honey.
No.
That's got a really... There's a good honey flavour behind that with a bit of hop.
With a bit of hop.
Very light.
Very light. Perfect for a summer's day. What was the percentage of that?
It is 4.8%.
Yeah.
It's got a lovely lion on the bottle as well.
Yeah. Is it a lion or is it like a hop then with...
With like a lion's face put on the front?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
It looks slightly... Anyway, no, this is a very summery drink.
Yes.
You know, it would be a very sessionable one. You could drink lots of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. It resonates personally closer to a more real ale and craft beer side of the spectrum. I think they've pulled the better parts of craft beer and the better parts of a real ale to create a really nice drink.
That's it. I think
people from both sides of that are going to drink this and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's that, and I think that's exactly it. It's very pleasant.
Non-offensive.
It's non-offensive.
Not too extreme on
either
side.
So, especially if you know, you could probably drink this with a curry or a barbecue, or so it's a very versatile drink. But yeah, a hot day.
You could quite easily drink it all day.
Yeah, it's definitely one that will just drink more and more and more till eventually you hit the floor. And you can drink quite a few of them at that percent.
Yeah.
Well, we could. Some people would think that's how, you know, when you're talking about to some people.
Well, I don't drink strong beer. Don't like it if it's 4%.
More on. So I think we will enjoy the rest of this and get back to you in a short ditty.
Oh, we're over beer number two.
Yeah, beer number two.
We had a lovely intermission.
Yeah, of a burger that had bread that was, well, bread buns that had punk IPA, and then the burgers themselves had... Oh, that dark one of Brewdog's.
Jet Black.
Yeah, Jet Black.
Whatever the other word is.
Heart, isn't it? Jet Black Heart, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
All homemade by Phil.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to have on our, well, a roundabout. People that come to the Rye live stream might be able to taste that if we do it for that. We should hopefully do it for that.
Yes.
Obviously,
if you're watching online, you won't be able to taste the burgers.
But you can maybe get yourself a burger and eat them while you're watching us.
Yeah. And with a Jet Black Heart or a punk or something else, just more or less.
Yeah, you just have a mouthful of the bun and then get a quick mouthful of punk and go and mix them up. So, back to the beer.
Yes, back to the beer. This is a Durham Brewery beer. It is 6% ABV in a 500ml bottle. I had to double check there because we've not done this for a while. And it's called Smoking Blonde Golden Ale Premium Bottled Condition Beer.
So funny enough, it's coming out a blonde colour.
Really? I wouldn't have gathered with it being called Smoking Blonde and a Golden Ale.
Alright, once the head goes down, because that was thinking very viciously. So yeah, very, very blonde. A massive head, basically because the pourer is an idiot.
Yeah, but even mine, where I poured it a little bit less vigorously, it's got a good head. Not too much, not too little. No. What am I getting?
It's not smoky though, is it? It's like a fruit.
Well, there's like a fruit, a very subtle, possibly a subtle smoky smell, but
I'm
incredibly
like,
subtle.
You know, if you've like cooked peaches and things on an open fire, and then you're eating them.
No, because I don't eat fruit on an open fire. I just like do baked tatties or something simple. You know, I'm simple.
You know what I mean? You've never had me. But, I've made you a pie in another.
It smells like a fruit pie kind of cooking side of things.
So you get this really delicate smoke taste where you can really.
Oh.
You can taste all that. You can fully taste the flavour of smoke. It's not. Sometimes with smoke stuff, that's what you can taste. You can taste that really...
You can taste every single element of
but
that
smoke. But you can
taste...
There's a nice like sweetness to it, a nice sweet smokiness to it.
Yeah.
So that you're really getting that subtle flavours out of the smoke. So it's not a subtle flavour itself, but then when you drink...
It's not like smoked bacon, where you get smoked bacon and that's all you can taste is smokes with bacon. It's very, very subtle.
Yeah, there's very fruity tastes coming through.
The flavours split in your mouth as you drink it.
Mm.
You get one flavour and then it grows into the next and into the next. But then even either side of your mouth, you can kind of taste different flavours.
No, it's again... All
at the same time, it's really...
Again, very really drinkable. You know, sometimes when it's a smoke, it means that that's all you're going to be able to taste for the next half an hour. And that every mouthful is going to be... And I love it, you know, I love really smoky stuff. But this is the sort of thing that you can drink. Again, it's another one where you could drink it on a summer's day quite nicely.
Or with a barbecue.
With a barbecue, yeah.
Or depressed under a bridge.
What?
If you want it.
Well, yeah, that's a bit random. But yeah, you can drink...
That you could drink it wherever.
Yeah. No, but... I think it's just got this little bit more...
There's a well-crafted flavour to
it. It's well-crafted. It just feels that, again, a little bit of, you know... Blonde beers very, very rarely, in my mind, have a luxuriousness. Luxurious. Say the word for us, please.
Luxurious.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. To it, where this has that sort of feel to it, where you're thinking... Okay, this is something that's a light beer.
There's a step of class up from, you know, other lighter beers that we've had. I also find, you know, with beers where they call themselves blonde and golden ale in that category, they tend to be very plain, bland, along the same flavour profile, and this isn't.
Yeah, it's got the same things of, even if you strip the smoke out of this, it's still a good example of that.
Yes.
But it would be on the top end of that, but you wouldn't... It would be in with the crowd. Mm-hmm. As soon as it does this, well, it's picking it out from the crowd and going, that's something that I want to drink. And it's nice, it's light. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Well done, I think it is.
Very well done. Brewery. But we've found that with a number of Durham Brewery. We started out drinking Durham Brewery things and we didn't have a lot of... the beers were very real ale-y, very kind of samey.
Yeah.
And actually we've taken on and tried more of them.
Yeah.
And they do have their wild cards there. Very wild beers in terms of what they're trying to do. I think it's one of those
stuff with quite a few breweries.
Well-made beers.
Is you look at a brewery and you look at their sort of staple beer, and quite often that's crap.
Yeah.
And they, I can't remember what theirs was, but theirs was quite a staple beer, and it wasn't quite what we liked. And then, and it's weird how one beer often puts you off, or you think, ooh.
Yeah.
But then you have to go past that, and then you get this wonderful world of niceness. Yeah. So I think that's it. Don't necessarily go for what everybody likes because people are morons.
And don't write them off because you've had one or two bad ones, because as we've said, Durham Brewery do some interesting, well-rounded, well-crafted beers. They're obviously a brewery that likes to play because they've got their chili stout, which is not for everybody. They've got their very real ale-y kind of generic beer, and then they've got things which do make you go wow a little.
So we will sup this up and then get on to the next beer. Beer number 3.
You can count.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. So, the previous beer, we didn't have a prize on it.
All right.
God knows.
Because you got it from the brewery itself.
Did I pick that up from the brewery itself?
Yeah. It's that long ago.
That's a long time ago.
Because I knew it was yours, so I didn't drink it in my fridge.
You're a good friend.
Yeah.
Wait there. Jägermeister. You're a bad friend.
I was ill.
Yeah, any excuse. Medicine. So, this one is from the Mad Hatter Brewing Company in Liverpool. That's a terrible, terrible...
Don't insult everybody by putting accents on.
5.4% ABV. It is in a 330ml bottle. It's £2.99 from Rehills and Jesmond. And it is called Smoky Bacon and Banana.
La 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 la. The banana.
Banana's got a little face on it. He looks a bit stoned for a banana, doesn't he?
Well, wasn't it like
can
that?
Can you get high off banana skins?
I think it's a myth that I read that it was a myth.
Was it a myth?
It didn't. It didn't stop me brother breaking my mum and dad's microwave.
Oh dear.
Trying it. You can smell the banana.
You really can.
You can really smell the banana.
And you can get a smoke, a heavy smoke compared to the previous beer, which was very light smoke flavour. You can get that, a small smoked smell in terms of the stronger side of it.
See, I can't really, I can taste a tiny bit of smoke on it, but not much. But you definitely get the banana coming through.
Oh.
But the banana in it, you know, it tastes very...
There's a very strong banana milkshake. Not just, you know, you eat a banana and you get, oh, it's banana. The banana milkshake, that's slightly...
Yellow.
Yellow.
Or the medicine, banana medicine.
Yeah, slightly... fake so is this
good?
Taste.
Is this good for earache?
I don't know. I've noticed you've got really hairy ears. When did that happen?
Well, it's what happened was when it stopped growing on the top of my head.
Yeah.
It grew fucking everywhere else.
Okay, so do you not? Can what you hear through all that hair?
I have to shave it. Like this gets shaved every couple of weeks now.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. And my arsehole. Don't get us started on my arsehole.
You shave your arsehole? That's very brave.
Oh no.
What if you fart while you do it? So, if you've got any tips on hairy ears or hairy arseholes, please email Phil at formalshark.co.uk.
What? I just couldn't believe it that where I want hair, it won't grow, and everywhere else it will grow. It's fucking ridiculous. If there is a god, you're a fucking dickhead.
I've never noticed your hairy ears.
And now everybody in the world's going to be looking.
Looking to be like, Phil, you do have hairy ears. No, that banana smell, it doesn't dissipate. So, Wells do their banana bread beer, and the first time you take that, you can taste the banana and you can smell the banana, and then it subtles and dies down. This doesn't.
But the thing about that Wells one is, it's fucking sickly and you can't get through an entire thing. I could get through quite a bit of that. Because that was, I think we both sort of looked at it and we thought, is it going to be gimmicky? We like the stuff from the Mad Hatter brewing normally, but... is this a smoky banana taste going to be gimmicky? But no, I think...
There's a very slight smoked flavour in there.
I think...
It's not a delicate smoke. It's a heavy...
I think it's a one that would go really, light. Really well with some desserts.
Yeah.
Or puddings, depending on how classy you are. So
I could drink another bottle of that. If I had a bottle of that in the fridge, I wouldn't be upset to have it on an evening... before I go to bed or something.
Yeah.
It's like not a strong, relaxing, chill out beer, but like let's put me to sleep.
So yeah, should we go to the beeps? Or the beep?
The beep.
Or the doodle doo doo doo. That's not how it sounds. It's got a couple of dudders at the end.
Yeah, the ditty.
Yeah. Is that the word we're using, right? Yeah. It's the sum up, folks.
Sum up, folks.
Yeah.
Do do do. Do, 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 do,
fun fact, when we went to buy our beers today, we may or may not have seen one of the hairy bikers.
Yes.
It looked like him and sounded like him.
Yeah.
But,
it may or may not, may or may not have been.
So that's a fun and fact for you.
So, in and around concert, there's always a rumour that the hairy bikers have bought something. So this time, they may or may not have bought something. We don't know.
Right, anyway, we'll get back to the actual thing rather than just us having... we may have seen somebody we may not have. So we've had three, I think, good beers. I think it's a show where they've all been
good.
Good.
And personally, in their own kind of spectrum of beer.
Yeah.
Stew Brew is that kind of, possibly that gateway beer in towards craft beer.
Yeah.
For people, I think that's going to, if you see it and you're not a craft beer person, you'll enjoy it. If you're a craft beer person... you'll still enjoy
they
it.
They seem to have loads of different beers anyway.
It fits a good
niche. I think the thing is, it's a good cause, it's a good idea, you know. Encouraging people to brew is only good for us because, like you said, most of them won't, but it just takes one or two of them to then go and do another another beer, especially in the northeast, especially so, Newcastle, have got some excellent breweries.
Because the students, and it's a society, they're obviously the people are going to go through it, so the brewery will always be changing and evolving on what they brew.
Yeah.
They're not going to stick with the same thing if it's students leading it. They're going to come out with some wacky ideas, some. Mm-hmm. And I think we could see some really interesting things from them because it's not necessarily driven.
So yeah, I think it's something to watch. It's something to at them and things like that.
The one to watch.
Well, I think it is. I think it's something that's interesting. It's got a niche. It's got its USP or USB.
USP, unique selling point.
Yeah. So it's one of those stuff that. You can see people going into the pub and going, hey, we'll get one of them because it's the bands. Even though the students would hate you to refer to them as bands.
Bands.
But you'll get the old codgers going, you know them bands, we'll have one of them bands pints.
Our Winston used to go and clean their tubs for them. I better buy one of them.
I better, you know, so-and-so once went to uni in our house.
Yeah, exactly.
He's now crying with all the debt.
Crying with all the debt.
So anyway, yeah.
Give it a go.
We then had Smoking Blonde by Doan Brewery. Again, very nice beer.
And quite, from what we've seen with Doan Brewery, very well crafted.
Yeah.
It is. They do well crafted beers. If you've been drank things from them and not been blown away, try another one because they do amazing things.
And then we had the Mad Hatter Smoky Bacon and Banana,
which was. More banana than smoky bacon. Again, very interesting.
I think all of them are, and it's quite interesting that we've got three beers that are easy drinkers. They're not setting any.
They're not overly hops. They're not overly malted.
You know, they're never going to be any of them are not going to be ones that you're going to go and sort of take your breath away.
No.
But they're just good. And good is a place that is very good to be within the beer at the minute. Because I think what I'm finding now is it's like having a good beer is getting harder and harder. One, because people are just trying to be the best at something. So, yeah, we want people to try new things and be the best. But or they're just middle of the road. There's so many beers I'm drinking at the moment. And you're like...
Yeah.
You're like... Don't bastard do another IPA if you can't do it.
Exactly. I mean,
but I suspect that probably pays the mortgage.
None of these are trying to fit IPA market, trying to fit this. They're doing things because each of them want. You know, you're not telling me Smoky Bacon and Banana was made because there's a massive Smoky Bacon and Banana beer market out there.
What's interesting is it's
done for fun.
What's quite interesting is the marketing that, because that was obviously bought. Because of that, it's like, oh, that's going to be interesting. That could be fucking me. Or buy that for the show. So that was bought on the name, on the thing. And that's what happens with some of these breweries that do, you know, like Mad Hatter, Northern Alchemy, stuff.
Yeah, they do all sorts of strange and weird brews. And generally, most of the time, the same with Northern Alchemy, they won't push out beer that is shit. So these guys that are doing and experimenting... pushing forward and don't necessarily want to sit with a crowd are doing interesting things. Yeah. And whether it's to your taste or not.
It's a very interesting market at the moment. It'd be interesting to see what the market's like sort of in 5 years' time when things have petered out, when the market's probably got a little bit more buoyant. Obviously, people like Doan Brew's been around for God knows how long.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're going to weather any... not trend, but any saturation.
Yeah.
Something like Stew Brew probably will, because they are students and not having to pay a mortgage.
Yeah, they're not necessarily... The drive for Stew Brew and not profit.
It's... So it'd be like us, if we ever did a brewery, it'd be for, we're making beer, way, it's great! And that's obviously interesting. And that's, again, the interesting thing is that the way that the brewing industry goes is people go, hey, brewing is fun, I like making beer, and then trying to do a business and there's some great beers coming out of that.
Yeah.
So, I think we're probably at the end of a little show here.
Yeah.
I think we've said all.
The 26th of August is going to be the end of our series. This is series 3.
Yeah. There's going to be quite a bit of a hiatus with this, so there might be a couple of specials come out over the summer that might involve other drink, or might be that we'll go and do something special.
Yeah.
But we're not planning to do anything, so it could be a big, massive break. Then, when we're on our road trip, there'd probably be a few podcasts
pop out.
We're
going to try and get a couple. They might be incredibly short. But
or it could be really garbled or whatever, but we'll hopefully get something out when we're doing our road trip that is going to be our movie. So that's basically one of the reasons why we're taking this sort of break, is so we can make this movie as excellent as possible.
Yeah.
You can still donate if you go to www.formalshock.co.uk and there's a donate button somewhere on the website.
Yeah.
If you go to the road trip page, I'll give you a bit of information
exactly.
about it.
Yeah.
This is going to be good little thing. So yeah, do we, that. But the live stream should be good. If you'd like to come along to that. It said it's at a secret location, basically meaning we're not telling you on here because we don't want a million.
It's in the concert area.
It's in the Concert Stanley area.
And it's on the 26th
of August. It's on the 26th. Give us a PM.
Or DM.
DM.
Or any
email,
other message.
And then basically we'll give you the... Say how many people you're going to turn up. And then we'll just basically give you the address.
It's going to be done on YouTube Live.
Yeah, it'll be YouTube Live.
There'll be
a link on the website. It'll be on the first page. Certainly... on the day of that, but hopefully quite soon with some sort of banner or something.
And we'll be talking about our homebrew.
Yeah, it's going to be all about our homebrew escapades, so you can have a laugh at us doing
that. Be on YouTube eventually.
Yes, well, the live stream it comes out straight away, but we'll separate it off. At us at Formal Shark, Facebook us/Formal Shark.
Email us, mail@formalshark.co.uk.
We're on Instagram, but I never update it.
See, I always see Instagram as somewhere where you put nude photos.
Everything.
I'm like, why?
Everything you think of nude photos.
Or food. We're not.
There's loads of people use Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. We could be really hip and use Snapchat, but it never works on my bloody phone.
Maybe I'm just not a hip teenage girl for Instagram.
Yeah. I don't know how many people... Email in if you use Instagram and then we'll know if we should really update it.
Yeah,
there's loads of people on it, but I think a lot of it's benign shite.
And of course, we're on our podcasts on iTunes. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us some stars. No fuckers rated us. Come on, you bastards.
Well, one person has.
Yeah.
Our editor.
Yeah, our editor, because we bullied him. So come on, if you like it, give us a couple of stars.
Yeah, we've got our RSS feed that should be in all sorts of different stuff, so you can subscribe. That means that, especially when we're going to be really sporadic, you can say that word.
Sporadic.
Over the summer periods, if we do a special, it'll ping up and it'll say, ba-bing, Formal Shark's done this special. And then you can read the description to see if it's something that interests you.
Press download, listen to the first 5 seconds, go, they're talking shite again.
Yeah. So we've got some plans to maybe... rate some other drinks than craft beers, but that might not happen depending on time. But if not, like I said, we will be back in November properly. That is the date that we're setting for us to be back. At some point in November, we will have the series
back.
So
now what you're doing is making sure that we have to have a podcast up on the 31st of November to be back in November.
Yes.
Putting a date that was live, recorded on air.
Yeah. No, that's basically the plan is that we're going to come back off our jolly holidays.
You can't call it a holiday. We're asking for money for it. It's not a holiday. It's an arduous filmmaking trip.
Yes, it's artwork.
It's artwork. It's not a holiday.
So once we've done that, we'll come back hopefully with some good stories, some better, or not better beers, but more beers. Hopefully we'll pick up some beers on our way around.
If we haven't killed each other.
We may not be back in November because we're spending a week in a tin can together.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, one of us may have fell out. So, if in November nothing happens, realise that one of us has killed the other.
Oh, it might come back with a different presenter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, exciting things in November.
Yeah. Tatty bye.
Bye.
This was a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.